This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm ready for this game tonight. I'm ready for Caps tonight. I know we're talking Browns, but I'll be honest. It's one of those things where, like, you'd sit around after school and you'd wait for a big game to come up at the end of the night. I'm waiting for Cavs-Celtics tonight. I got that kind of feeling.
You know?
Yeah, you get butterflies about a game before they happen. I'm not even playing, and I got butterflies for the Cavs.
Gosh, if you were, I'd really be concerned about 15-0.
You should. You should be a little worried. You should be worried about me all the time. All right, so we're waiting. Hopefully, we're going to hear from Jameis Winston here in just a few moments when he steps up to the podium and he talks out at Browns camp. We'll see what's next. There were a lot of things that were said today with Kevin Stefanski. I think we're all just trying to just hunker down for the rest of the season. I started thinking about this being an 18-game season and how much worse it would be right now. That was like, I woke up this morning and I was like, you know, the best thing about this season.
One more whole week would do it, huh?
Best thing about this season is it's only 17 games, not 18. So we can get to the end quicker. And, I your passion for people that want to come back and say, well, Jeff, why do you keep saying, or I'm saying it too, but why do we keep saying that Kevin Stefanski should be able to hang on to his job?
People need to listen closely. I've said if they get it going and play a little better the rest of the way, I would keep him. I think he's a good young coach, and I think you could have your coach for a long time. If they don't turn it around, they're all going to lose their jobs. I mean, that's just pro sports, especially the NFL. So I like him. If they don't turn it around, he's not going to keep his job. And probably shouldn't, Andy. If you go from a playoff team to a 2-win team, the only thing is, and you mentioned this, he was dealt to Deshaun Watson. How bad has that been? It's been a disaster.
Yes.
It's been awful. And that is part of this deal. And he's the guy who's had to try and make it work. Everybody else who we assume were the deep thinkers on that aren't the people who had to make it work. He's the guy who's had to make it work. Dan Graziano, who's been on our show before, Dan wrote a story the other day, and I thought this was really interesting. He said, possible surprise cut trade candidates for the offseason coming up.
Okay.
And he said, Deshaun Watson was on it, and he said, I know this sounds improbable, because how do you get rid of the worst contract in professional sports history?
Tell me. How did he do it?
He didn't. He didn't know how.
Oh, he didn't know
how.
He just said that's the point.
He called it the worst contract in professional sports history. I thought, that's heavy. I couldn't argue with him.
I'm trying to think. Stefanski is probably has the fifth. He will. Yeah, he's got like the third or fourth most games coached. Let's see, Paul Brown.
Oh, he's way up on the list.
I mean, that's amazing to me. Paul Brown had what, 214 games he coached? I'm just kind of looking through just regular season stuff, and it's amazing to me that how long he's been here though. Still, when you look at the history of this organization and how quick we go through coaches, how quick. It's you know, he, Bill was here for 80, Marty was here for 71. Kevin is going to surpass four. He only needs four more games to surpass Marty to move his way behind Bill Belichick, Sam Rutigliano, Blanton Collier, and Paul Brown as most games coached during the regular season. I don't know, and we're talking about more time for him. This is a huge conundrum. My head spins when I think about this franchise and probably where they should be and where they're actually at. Michael is in a car. Hi, Michael.
Hi there, guys. I've been listening to everybody, and I don't know. I'll make it short. I'm a stand-up comic by trade, but one thing I am not looking forward to and won't be funny is if all the fans, if this is a blowout Thursday, all the fans call up and say, oh, the team quit, oh, the team's given up, oh, Stefanski lost the locker room. Meanwhile, they sold their tickets to Steeler fans, and it is a home game for Pittsburgh. That is not going to be easy to take.
What do you think it's going to be, Mike? I mean, I hope they
I'm
hang.
I'm hoping the game's competitive. I'm hoping
agree.
This is a game that Chubb is actually healthy. But if we lose this game and everybody says, and continues with the same, because let's face it, I mean, my theory is Deshaun Watson was a mistake because of his head, not his body. He went through the same thing Tiger Woods did when Tiger Woods' world fell apart.
That's an interesting take.
And so if that is what that is, that's not Kevin's fault, that's not even locker room's fault, et cetera, et cetera. I wish the best for the kid, but it took years for Tiger Woods to get his head on straight.
And never did completely again, Michael.
I think you're absolutely right. You go from being invincible in the top of the world to looking every single person in the eye and knowing that they think less of you as a person. That's not easy. But if from a football perspective, my goodness, with the roster we have and the moves that we make and a fresh start and all of that stuff, you know, I'm happy for Winston. I also would have been just as happy if they'd have put DTR in so we could see what we've got. But my God, you're either a Browns fan or you're not. Go back to the days when you went there to cheer the team and the city, not with your cell phone so you could keep track of your fantasy league players.
Or bet on the game.
Although right? That's critical.
Yeah, bet on the game. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Michael, thank you. Next time, why don't you do a little stand-up for us? I think it might be more fun than this phone call was.
No, Michael was good.
No, it was an awesome phone call. I'm just saying.
I bet he's funny, too.
I bet you're funny. Our money's on you being funny.
I have performed for you, Andy, but next time I call, I'll do it again.
All right, Michael, thank you. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Michael.
You're welcome.
That was good stuff. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. You want to talk about the kicker? Because there's another issue there. Right? You got another issue. What are you doing with your kicker?
Oh, you have issues. Andy, for some reason, this organization has decided to invest in kickers. I don't understand. Hey, I don't get it. 2019, they drafted Austin Seibert in the fifth round. Right? And they let him kick as a rookie, and then they didn't stick with him.
Yeah.
Well, he's been really good now with Washington, but he's been through four other teams. Then you drafted Cade York. Right? What, in the fourth round.
Yeah.
Why are you drafting a kicker? And Cade, who sat here one day, right here in the studio, sweating profusely, 17 games as a rook, he was okay, right? He's kicked in one game since. It was for Washington. And then they traded a seventh for Dustin Hopkins, the precious draft picks. And Dustin was really good last year. And like all kickers, he's suddenly not as good as he once was. So this organization, since 2019, has put three draft choices into kickers. And you signed Dustin Hopkins to a multi-year contract. 3 years, almost $16 million. Why do you do that? Cowboys found a guy sitting on his couch who played soccer. Falcons found a guy on YouTube. The Chargers got a guy who beat out Dustin Hopkins because he put together a marketing campaign calling himself Dicker the Kicker.
It's a good point. Hey, can we give the
Browns... Why are we investing in kickers?
Can we give the Browns credit
for what?
For one thing? Well, they don't draft punters. I think they learned their lesson in 1978 with Johnny
Same
Evans.
Same thing.
With Johnny Evans, I think they learned their lesson. What do you got?
A little bit of news, gentlemen, coming out of New York. According to multiple reports, the Jets have fired general manager Joe Douglas.
Wow.
So the Jets have now fired their head coach and now have fired their general manager as well.
Supposedly, Woody Johnson might be heading back to England as our ambassador to England, as he was before when Donald Trump was president. And the rumbling is, yeah, he's going to clean house and then take off and dump it on his brother, who ran the team while he was gone.
Happy Thanksgiving. I got a job for you.
There you go.
His record.
You're in, Skippy.
6 years.
That's the gravy. Also, find us a coach.
As general manager of the Jets, in 6 years, he was 30-64. 30-64. I'm looking at those playoff numbers, and they don't exist. I don't know if you're sitting in Berea and you saw he just got fired with a team that's got 3 wins. Are you worried? Does that make you worried? Yes. No.
No. They're gonna play out this season, Andy. I think if they turn it around and play respectable football the rest of the way, I think Andrew Berry and Kevin have an opportunity to keep their jobs. We just all know how precarious it is.
Yeah, I just I don't think a lot of people listening to us believe that, though.
Well, okay.
They think they're done. And the question is who's done? Somebody's
if they're done. If they're done, then get rid of them after the game on Thursday. If they're done, why keep them around? Get rid of them now. If the Haslams have already made that decision, don't sit around. It's their call, obviously. I would play out the season. If ownership has decided they're done at the end of the year regardless, well, then move on now, by all means.
And we had Mary Kay on earlier, and she said they want to be patient, right? Isn't that just what
you know, have
said?
A guy come in and have a winning record as an interim coach, and then don't hire him.
Right. Let's play this out logically.
Okay, play it out.
So let's say they decide to, if the Pittsburgh game goes ugly, they decide to move on, right?
Bring in somebody else. I have a lot of trouble thinking that because of one game, they're moving on, right?
It wouldn't be one game. It would be the culmination of a season that has been incredibly disappointing.
And it would be the fact that you have 11 days to do whatever you got to
exactly,
do.
Exactly, because your next game is Monday against Denver.
Right. That would be the real reason. It's the only reason I'm pointing to it. So let's
kind of the New Orleans feel, right? Like what New Orleans did, kind of the same thing. Okay.
Let's play this out logically. So let's say it gets ugly in Pittsburgh. You decide to make the move after the Pittsburgh game, right?
Okay.
What's the move, though? What does that prove? What does that gain you outside of getting the fan base a pound of flesh? Like, outside of that, what does that gain? You maybe get a dead cat bounce. Okay, great. You get one game out of it. Delightful. What does that truly get you?
The only thing it does, Dan, is this.
A head start on head coaching hires. That might be the only one I could think of.
If ownership has already made up its mind, well, then why? There's no reason to wait. Would Jim Schwartz be the guy? Did they bring Mike Vrabel here to be the coach in waiting? I don't think so, personally. That doesn't feel right to me. And I don't know Mike Vrabel. His reputation, his image does not seem like the kind of guy who would come in and undermine a guy who's in place.
I'm not buying that either.
I'm not either. Yeah. I'm not buying it at all.
Especially the way Kevin said, too. He said it was his decision and my decision today. I do trust Kevin on that. You know,
I don't know that Kevin's lied ever in press conferences and stuff.
He just doesn't say anything.
He just doesn't say what you want to hear.
Here's what it buys you. Buys you a few seats for the Dolphins game because you only have 2 home games left after this, right? So maybe if you take a pound of flesh this week, that people will show up for the game against, who knows what it's going to be like on December 29th. Could be cold against Miami.
Right. It probably will be.
Because the Chiefs have done so well and because you got a guy from Cleveland on the team that, you know, I would think the Chiefs game is going to have good attendance. So,
I mean, there's more to this than that, and even the Vrabel part of it, and it just seems very much like everyone demanding a pound of flesh, but if you play this out logically, it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense.
Unless they've already made a decision.
And you can just sit here and be miserable and call us on Mondays after the game, or Tuesdays, or Fridays after they play some of these games. Hard to believe they're still on Monday Night Football, but that looks like that's going to come to fruition, that they'll stick there. But it's just going to be just ugly radio. Ugly fans until we can get to the next season. Not that you look ugly, just that the sentiment is
harsh.
Take it from a guy who's ugly like me and has a face for radio now and has transformed into a face for radio. You're not ugly.
Wow.
Jeff, maybe you. That was but not
harsh.
Me. What was harsh?
It was self-harsh.
Yeah, self-harsh. Okay, good. I want to make sure we're on the same page.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So Joe Douglas just got fired. Is that official or was that?
Multiple reports.
Okay.
Just run with multiple reports for the time being.
Yeah, run with it.
What were you saying about Diana Rossini?
So Diana Rossini just tweeted out much more to the story to come when involving the Joe Douglas firing, which, ooh boy, that could get fun. That could get fun.
We got to find, Francesa said some stuff. He called, the headline in NewJersey.com is Radio Legend Destroys Clown Show Jets, Mocks Aaron Rodgers, Woody Johnson, and Joe Douglas in an epic rant. We got to find that. I want to hear this.
I mean, I'm always here for the Pope.
Oh,
one,
man.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
He's counting
eight,
wins.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 13, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28.
Wait, you had to count. 28, 29, 30. You want to hear what Francesca had to say? 32,
well, 33,
we can go find it too. 34,
all right,
let's go find it. Let's play back.
Let
me just give you three quick ones.
Though.
He said on Joe Douglas.
Oh, how did he go?
He's counting ball games. It's 45 seconds of him counting. I think he gets to like 48 or 49 somewhere in there. It's just tremendous.
It's tremendous.
It's all you want in the world.
Joe Douglas, he said, the general manager, I don't even know if he's still working. This is what he said yesterday.
It's, you know, we borrowed that cut for this.
Do we want him? 216-474.
Joe Douglas.
Do we want him? 216-474-0092.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Are we on Fantasy Island or what? He said a bunch of talking about bringing the coaching staff back into the building. Oh man, this is an epic rant. I can't wait.
Think about it though. Oh. They bring in Aaron Rodgers there.
Yes.
And what, third or fourth play of last year, the guy goes out, and then you know he comes back. He was older anyway. He's moving like he's an old guy coming back from an Achilles injury, and then they go trade for Devontae Adams, and that hasn't really clicked.
Mm-hmm.
They have Breece Hall, who's really good. They have Garrett Wilson, who's really good.
Yeah, it's true.
And they're just not getting her done.
I mean,
seriously, love to have Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson? I would.
Tell me if you've heard this one before. You bring in a high-profile quarterback, things don't work, and everything starts to blow up.
And who's still there? The quarterback.
The quarterback. on both teams, right? I thought Mary Kay's comment on Deshaun Watson earlier was interesting. If you want to go back and listen to it, it's on the Odyssey app. But just for her to say, guys, just like don't count him out for next season.
Oh, there's Andy, a lot. He's under contract. They owe him $92 million.
I don't know. I just don't. Does anyone out there have any way to get out of this contract? Anybody? I'm more than happy to listen.
I have
without
one,
destroying the entire franchise.
I have one outside thought.
Sock it to me.
It's not happening. But I have one outside thought.
He retires?
No.
Does that even help us?
No, he gets traded.
Okay.
To the Atlanta Falcons.
Because they want to take the cap hit?
Yep. And get rid of Kirk Cousins.
So they trade the
two. They signed Kirk Cousins for big money and then drafted Michael Penix. It's not working real well right now. I don't know all of the dollars and how much it would kill everybody. But if there's a trade partner out there where I actually think they could work out some kind of a deal, perhaps, because I don't see any trade partners.
I don't either.
The only one that I think, I wonder if this could work. Deshaun's from Georgia.
Okay. Right?
Cousins wasn't happy when they signed Penix.
True.
They've played fairly well and now haven't played fairly well. And maybe they decide Penix is the guy. And they figure they can get out of it. And I'll admittedly don't know the dollars involved as far as, you know, what kind of a wash would it be. If it could save them money on Cousins' deal over a two-year period, maybe that's something. And you could bring him in as a backup to Penix, although that brings up the question, well, do you want Deshaun as a backup or is that a distraction? Does that help Michael Penix or hurt him? Because Penix isn't the, you know, 21, 22-year-old guy coming out of school. He's a little older than the typical rookie quarterback. Doesn't mean he couldn't go Steve Young. You know, Steve came in and sat behind Joe Montana and took over when he was, what, 26, 27, something like that? But of all the teams in the league, just off the top of my head and looking at it in the past, the only one I thought, I wonder if, was Atlanta.
I would think that if they could get rid of...
And Kirk Cousins, of course, and Kevin Stefanski were together in Minnesota.
This, if they could get rid of his contract, get rid of it, it'd be the best contractual move in the city of Cleveland since John Kemp. Jeff, does that sound right to you?
I mentioned that the other day.
Yeah, you're right.
Jim Paxson was general manager of the Cavs, and you thought, oh my God, he's stuck with this Sean Kemp contract. And Sean, though a terrific player when he was in Seattle, was a different player here. I'm not going to say a bad player. I mean, he dragged four rookies into the playoffs.
True.
And I thought he did a really nice job for a shorter period of time here. And Jim Paxson figured out a way to trade his contract. I mean, God bless you. And I wonder if that's possible here. I don't know that it is. But that's one way you could do it. You've got to find the right trade partner, and they have to think that Deshaun Watson is a better situation than what they have. Show me where that could be the case. I mean, you can't sell Deshaun as a player right now because he's not performed very well here, nor has he been healthy enough or active enough. You know, what is it, six and seven games? That doesn't work. So you would have to find a team that is desperate to move a big contract and thinks that Deshaun is a way out. I don't know that that's possible.
Do you know how many more nationally televised games this team has?
Three, right?
Four, if it plays out.
That Sunday game's getting flexed.
Yeah, I think that the game against Miami is going to be out. There's just no way. And then, by the way, the Baltimore game at the end of the season could have been that their every game that week is flexed.
Can they flex that Thursday night game against the Bengals?
No, I don't think that. Can you flex out a Thursday night game?
I don't know.
You can flex out of a Thursday night game. You just got to give like a 2-week heads up.
So we would know about that after the Denver
pretty game. Soon, yeah.
That game is on the 19th, right? So that's December 19th. So what do you go December 5th? They probably need to let them know by at that point. And by the way, All the cameras are in Berea right now. How much fun is it going to be to watch that, right?
Oops.
Well, it's the whole AFC North.
Yeah, I know. But
Hard Knocks for the AFC North.
You've got two really good stories, though.
And you Pittsburgh got Joe, and Cleveland?
You got Joe Burrow playing like crazy and then them not doing much.
The mess.
Will you watch any of that?
Not one bit.
Will you watch any of it?
I think for our occupation, we have to.
I think we do, too. I think we have to watch it.
I mean, I got to go out and get it.
Yeah, what are we going to learn? Like, what are we going to find
how
out?
How much of a mess it is? Savvy is the correct word, but who's the most camera needy?
Would you rather see a Hard Knocks from before the season or during the season? I actually think the premise of the show is better now than I think it is during the preseason. Like, in the preseason, you get to know guys, and then you get to fall in love, and then all of a sudden they get cut. And you know it's coming, and you're waiting to be in the room when they say, hand in your tablet, right? You get to be in the room for that. Here, like, if somebody says, hand in your tablet, and you're, like, only a couple weeks left to go in the season, I mean, that could be really devastating, right?
Hand in your tablet, Andy.
Hand in your tablet. It's not like the good old days where the Turk would put the tag up on your locker, say, come see me.
That was in Major League.
Yeah, it's the same thing, though.
I've never seen a tag in a locker. Have you?
No, unless they had laundry in there.
I think they just made that up.
Kind of cool, though, wasn't it? It's embedded in my mind.
Wasn't cool for Lou Brown. His office got trashed.
And he didn't even cut him. It was a joke. Charlie Sheen kind of went off the handle on that, didn't he?
On that?
Just a little. I'm just talking about it acting career-wise. No?
Yeah, he's been off the handle for a smidge.
Oh, so glad they kept Wild Thing. So glad. But again, you're talking about, what, one, two, three, three games on
easy
on national TV. Can they please win?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
How many minutes until Jameis?
15, 16, 17,
no,
18,
less than that.
19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28.
No, come on.
28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41.
41.
Counting the two playoffs,
sure.
41. If you count the championship game, 42.
Oh, 42.
That's a lot of games. It really is.
All right. I love it. I'll be honest with you. Come on, Menigan. You got to admit, Jameis Winston's fun to listen to. His press conferences are fun.
Come on, Dan. Admit it.
You got to admit it. Come on.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, come on. Really?
Heaven forbid we hear from someone who plays or coaches the game.
We have people on who play and coach the game all the time.
Thank goodness.
And they no longer are employed and actually voice their opinions.
Thank goodness.
When they are a part of teams, you get royally entertaining press conferences that really are...
I'm sorry that I could listen to Jameis all day.
I could.
I hope he plays better, and I hope they keep him. It'd be great.
Jamari Thrash is...
Andy, he could play for another 8 years. The guy's, 30?
I mean, it'd be great to be a backup quarterback for them.
A lot of money. I'm just saying, there have been stranger rebirths in the NFL at the quarterback position than a guy like Jameis.
True.
Turning it around and being a quarterback for a long period of time. Just saying.
The Ohio State-Michigan thing might get him in a little trouble. No one's going to really care about that. But I'm trying to think of what else he said that was interesting.
Again, we're partial because we're in the North.
How about the weather part of that? First of all, I can't believe he's never played the Steelers. I didn't realize that until today. I guess I didn't look it up, but I was just never – you would assume that a guy who's been in the league – and has played on as many teams that would have the opportunity to play the Steelers.
Yeah.
Then he made me go look up the weather report because I know that's what you love, Jeff. You love to hear about the weather.
Give me weather, Andy.
What are we looking
Aaron
at?
Aaron Doppler, 92.3.
Well, first of all, right now the humidity is at 81%. The moonrise is at 8:29. The moon set is at 11:38 with a waning gibbous. I'm not in the helicopter, dude.
You are now.
Why are you putting me in the helicopter? And if I wanted to be in the helicopter, I'd be like, okay, I just broke my headset. Great.
He really did. He's taking them off. That's what you do during a show.
I have a cord.
That's one, two, three, four.
I hate you guys. I hate you guys. We used to be fun.
Not having technical difficulties with headphones here on Baskin and Phelps. Okay.
Let's all go to the concession stand. Is that what it was? It wasn't. Let's all go to the drive-in.
Oh, let's all go to the lobby.
Oh, let's all go to the lobby. That's it. Yeah. Oh my God! Can you stop the Charlie Brown music? Somebody cut together yesterday. I know this is way off topic. Somebody I was watching yesterday did Rush's Tom Sawyer, and they had the Peanuts gang singing it, and it was outstanding.
Really?
Oh, it was great. But let me go back to the weather for Thursday night. Rain, snow showers, and wind. 51% chance of rain, wind, snow shower. Well, the winds will be out of the southwest at 21 miles per hour. So I guess that's good, unless you're a kicker for the Browns.
We'll get it fixed.
Oh, we're going to fix the wind. That's great.
We'll get it fixed.
You know where they don't have problems with the wind, Jeff?
Where, Andy?
Inside domes.
Boink!
40 is the high, 38 is the low. High school football Friday, same thing. Although, no, I don't see snow in the forecast. 93% chance of rain, though, Friday night. Those would be some great... Down to 28 games in high school, in case you're wondering. I don't know what else is, but I'm wondering. I don't know. Are you worried? Could the weather be a factor that helps the Browns?
Oh, my goodness. You've seen them play, right?
Yeah.
You've seen the Steelers play.
Yeah.
I'm not counting on the weather for anything.
Jameis likes to run the ball. He told us again. Would you like to see him run the ball more often than they've been running him?
Here's the thing. I've been surprised this year at the running game. And I didn't expect Nick Chubb to come back and be good.
Okay.
I expected Nick to come back and be a guy who's coming back from a second devastating knee injury, which meant it was going to take some time. The thing I've been a little surprised about with the running game, you know, when they signed him, I had talked about him beforehand. It was Devontae Foreman.
Right.
I like Devontae, and he's not the reincarnation of Jim Brown or Nick Chubb or anybody else. But I have always liked him as a running back. He runs hard. He's a big, strong guy. I've always liked him. What surprised me a little bit this year, and I know there have been some injuries that have dinged it up a little bit, they didn't really commit to anybody. And I thought maybe if you committed to Foreman, I like Pierre Strong. He's had 19 carries. You know, Pierre's got some speed that would have been a nice thing to mix in with this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you mix in your offensive line trouble, and, you know, I mean, there are so many different things you can pull in and say, okay, that, well, because your offensive line wasn't good, you couldn't run the ball. Well, because you didn't have Nick Chubb, you couldn't run the ball. Well, if you were thinking Nick was coming back and going to be Nick Chubb, then I think I said it before he came back, you were sorely mistaken. And it's going to take time. And maybe he's that next year. I hope so.
I think Chubb's next year. I think Chubb just needs his time to almost. This is his preseason, his rehab time. I feel like it's going to be there.
Well,
you know, until this weekend, I kind of felt like he was getting better every game. I saw little inclinations that maybe his burst could come back.
Nick's been back four games, and he almost leads the team in carries. That's what I mean about not committing, A, to the run, B, to anybody. I honestly think Foreman, if you gave him enough carries and committed to him, I think he would be more than competent. And I've wanted to see what you have in Pierre Strong all along. I think we know what we have in Jerome Ford, and that's not a bad thing. I prefer Foreman and Strong, and I wanted to see more of them. So I think the run game has been a mess. But has it been a mess because the offensive line was all beat up and they didn't run block very well? Was it because your quarterback couldn't throw, so the defense is sold out to stop the run? Mm. I mean, there's so many different things you can say as to why they didn't run the ball well. And they're not running it well with Nick. You know, Nick had his best average per carry this last game. And other than that, it was like 3 and below.
Let me give you just one point, and I know this is a ding, so I'm just walking into it. But, you know, I watch all these games with Jamal White. And
ding!
He just said, when you're watching Nick run, this is credible. I mean, the guy was a running back.
I'm not rolling my eyes at Jamal. I like Jamal. I think he's very insightful.
Yeah.
I love Dan having that ding just like, boom, right there, baby.
Because he knows it's coming. But he said, watch Chubb's stride and how choppy his steps are right now. That he just doesn't.
He used to be a kind of a long glider.
They're just really short strides that he's taking into. Something worth watching on Thursday night.
Almost like Jamel played running back in the NFL.
It is weird when you get insight like
that. Maybe a track coach.
He's so optimistic during the games, and sometimes I just want to throw a brick through the TV.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.